Administrator Huerta to Miss AirVenture, a milestone for UAS commercial operations, and celebrating 60 years of the M20. This is Aero News for Monday, July 29th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's opening day at AirVenture, and one of the top stories there, FAA Administrator Michael Huerta will not be attending Oshkosh this year, and while he had a previous family engagement made months in advance, it is, at the very least, unfortunate timing, given the ultimatum handed to EAA over air traffic control services for the show. EAA spokesman Dick Nepenski told ANN that Administrator Huerta had notified EAA Chairman Jack Pelton months ago that he would not be attending AirVenture, going instead to an international Boy Scouting event with his son this week. His absence means that EAA members will not have an opportunity to directly ask questions of the administrator, which normally occurs during an annual Meet the Administrator session held at the show. NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Hirschman was also not planning to make the trip to Wisconsin this year. However, NTSB member Earl Weiner will be holding a Meet the NTSB session on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time in Pavilion 7. The NTSB will also do a series of daily morning safety programs at the Federal Pavilion. Those sessions will count toward your FAA wing's credit. The FAA has issued restricted category type certificates to a pair of unmanned aircraft systems, UAS, a milestone that will lead to the first approved commercial UAS operations later this summer. The newly certified UAS aircraft, InSitu's ScanEagle X200 and AirVironment's Puma, are small UAS weighing less than 55 pounds. Each is about 4.5 feet long with wingspans of 10 and 9 feet respectively. The major advantage of having type-certificated UAS models available is that they can be used commercially. The ScanEagle and Puma received restricted category type certificates that permit aerial surveillance. Until now, obtaining an experimental airworthiness certificate, which specifically excludes commercial operations, was the only way the private sector could operate UAS in the nation's airspace. Issuing the type certificates is an important step toward the FAA's goal of integrating UAS into the nation's airspace. To celebrate the 60 years of the M20, Mooney will be giving away a commemorative T-shirt to owners at AirVenture who bring a copy of their registration to the Mooney booth located in spaces 174 and 175. At the booth, Mooney will be celebrating its heritage by honoring two Mooney legends, along with two airplanes from its M20 line. Jack Wiegand, who recently broke the record for the youngest person to fly solo around the world, will be on hand along with the airplane he chose for his record-breaking flight, the Mooney Ovation 2 GX. Lee White, a highly regarded racing driver and head of Toyota Racing, will also be at the Mooney booth. He applied his racing skills to his Mooney 231 and set national and world speed records back in 2000. Mooney historians will also enjoy seeing an original 1955 M20 that will also be on display. While Mooney is currently not manufacturing airplanes, there is reason for optimism as the company continues to discuss new investment opportunities with interested parties. Sonics Aircraft LLC announced that kit reservation deposits are now being accepted for the Subsonics personal jet. A $10,000 refundable deposit will allow Subsonics customers to receive position numbers for the first kit deliveries, anticipated to commence mid-year 2014. Sonics also announced that an introductory price of $125,000 will be guaranteed for the first 10 kit reservation deposit holders, which includes the Subsonics UltraQuick Build Kit and the PBS TJ-100 turbojet engine with installation accessories. Garmin has released an updated version of the Garmin Pilot app for the iPad and iPhone. It incorporates the display of both terrain and obstacles on Garmin's dynamic navigation maps, VFR sectionals, and IFR high and low in route charts. The terrain and obstacle overlays also include visual alerting of potential hazards and projected impact points. The latest version of Garmin Pilot is available immediately here in the U.S. as a free update for existing iOS Garmin Pilot subscribers. For new customers, it is available in the Apple App Store as a free trial for the first 30 days. After that, pilots can subscribe to Garmin Pilot with graphical obstacles and terrain topography, starting at $24.99 for 3 months, or $74.99 annually. When Aero News continues, the FAA slaps Boeing for a quality control failure. Will Hirschman remain atop the NTSB? And a new national balloon champion is crowned.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to general aviation pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Aero News continues now for Monday, July 29th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA is proposing a $2.75 million civil penalty against Boeing's commercial airplanes unit for allegedly failing to maintain its quality control system in accordance with approved FAA procedures. In September 2008, Boeing discovered that it had been installing non-conforming fasteners on its Model 777 airplanes. 1 month later, the FAA sent Boeing a letter of investigation that requested a response within 20 working days. The FAA alleges that Boeing repeatedly submitted action plans, but subsequently failed to implement those plans until November the 10th of 2010, more than 2 years after Boeing first learned of the problem. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said, quote, "Airplane manufacturers must take prompt and thorough steps to correct safety and compliance problems once they become aware of them." End quote. Boeing has 30 days from the receipt of the FAA's civil penalty letter to respond to the agency. NTSB Chair Deborah A.P. Hirschman says she has not heard from the White House whether she'll be keeping that position beyond the end of her term come August 3rd. Hirschman is completing her second 2-year term as the chair of the NTSB, which is having one of its busiest times since the 1990s. The board is currently investigating 2 incidents involving airliners, one in San Francisco, one in New York. There were 3 fatalities associated with the accident in California. Bloomberg News asked Hirschman directly if she will be renominated as chair. The 43-year-old official said that decision is in the hands of the White House. Hirschman has recently been criticized by U.S. and Korean pilots' unions for the way she handled the release of information to the media following the accident in San Francisco involving that Asiana Boeing 777. The board currently has 16 major accident investigations underway involving both aviation and ground transportation. Hirschman had reportedly been favored by West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller for the post of Secretary of Transportation. The senator went so far as to publicly endorse her in a Twitter message. President Obama instead chose Charlotte, North Carolina Mayor Anthony Fox for that post. After a week-long flying competition in which Mother Nature drew most of the headlines, forcing cancellation of 50% of the flight opportunities, Paul Petron of Michigan has claimed the 2013 U.S. National Hot Air Balloon Championship in Longview, Texas. This is the 3rd national title for Petron, having won it previously back-to-back in 2004 and 2005. Rhett Hartzell of Texas was runner-up, while Pat Cannon, also from Texas, and himself a 2-time former national champion, finished 3rd. A field of 52 competitors from across the U.S. flew a total of 10 tasks over 3 flights. Hartzell, whose father, Joe, is a 5-time national champion and a former world champion, was also named the Texas state champion as the highest-ranking Texas pilot in the overall competition. Trevor Blount of Illinois was named Rookie of the Year. Indeed, it was an exciting week for second-generation pilots, as Petrin, Hartzell, and Blount were all preceded in the sport by their fathers. The U.S. Nationals are sanctioned by the Balloon Federation of America and were held in conjunction with the 36th Great Texas Balloon Race. The national championship returns to Longview in 2014. And I'd like to add my personal congratulations to the organizers and staff of both the Great Texas Balloon Race and the U.S. National Balloon Championships. It was a wonderful week in East Texas, a great time and wonderful competition and camaraderie. The cities of Longview and Kilgore, Texas were the perfect hosts. I'm Glenn Moyer. I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.